It's hour number three of the Rod Podesta Show, the zippity part of a doodah day.
It's the final hour of a Wednesday get-together we call Ron Podesta in the morning. 23 states have legalized marijuana, also three U.S. territories and Washington, D.C., and there are eight states that have decriminalized the use of marijuana. Marijuana has become quite the subject nationwide. A lot of those who love to smoke. Yet, the marijuana gold rush that a lot of people thought was going to line the pockets of those who grow the substance, it's fallen on hard times. Why? For that, we turn to our next guest. He is the host of Weed and Whiskey TV, Jerry J-Man Joyner, joining me. J-Man, how are you this morning, sir?
Ron, if I was doing any better, I'd need a twin brother. It's just not right for one guy to enjoy life so much.
Indeed. All right, so what happened to the marijuana gold rush? I mean, you have all these states that are saying it's okay to light up. Why is there so much product laying around?
Well, you know, people are using more marijuana than ever before. $32 billion in sales last year, according to Politico. $100 billion in sales by 2030, according to the World Drug Report. So you'd think all these people would be flush with money. Well, I'm a plain talker and a straight shooter. So here's my 2 grams with five reasons why marijuana companies are on hard times. Number one, high taxes. Number two, excessive debt. Number three, falling prices. Number four, the legacy or the black market. And then number five, the Delta 8 and Delta 9 products.
Okay, so let me ask you, J-Man. I mean, you have a person in upstate New York, and New York is one of the 23 states that's cool with marijuana. He's sitting on 700 pounds. 700 pounds was harvested last year as part of the first crop legally grown pot for recreational use, and yet he's not able to get rid of the 700 pounds. Is he guilty of trying to make too much of the weed?
Well, there's certainly a problem with that, Ron. In Oklahoma, for example, there are 10,000 people with a grower's license. Okay, and typically you can only sell the marijuana that you grow in the state that you're in. And New York, as you mentioned recently, recreationally, they've got 1,500 illegal dispensaries there. So you think he'd have a plethora of places to move his product. But there was an over-processing of product based on the pandemic. When we were in that, a lot of people staying home, more people using product. So therefore, they tried to gear up for that. Now people are going back to work. They're not maybe using quite as much flower product, which is what the New York guy you're talking about is sitting on. And so, and there's a shelf life on this stuff. So it's certainly a problem, but the demand is there. People, 80% of Americans think that cannabis should be legal both for adult use and medicinally. But these products that like Delta 8 and Delta 9, Ron, those don't count into the numbers that we see in the sales because they're not regulated because of the farm bill to where they're paying the high taxes on this. So that, again, strains those companies that took on a lot of debt to try to get into this business.
All right, J-Man, for those that are not aware of Delta 8 and Delta 9, what is that exactly?
Okay, the 2019 Farm Bill allowed for a THC product to be sold virtually in any state as long as it was less than 0.3% THC based on weight, okay? And so that's why you see a lot of convenience stores, gas stations, that along with these beverages, these THC seltzers that are now legal virtually anywhere. Buck a Buzz is doing a nationwide launch of a low-cost product that'll be at every convenience store, every gas station. And again, these things are THC products. People would test positive if they took one of these, you know, but there was a relaxation on the drug testing now. So the reason that you get in the press about these people that are falling on hard times is took on a lot of debt to try to build a business, and maybe they weren't as good. They thought, hey, I'm selling weed. This will be easy. It's not. It's like any other business. You've got to follow regulations. You've got to pay your taxes. And so there's a bunch of bad actors that I think are going to get washed out of this in the next couple of years.
J-Man, you brought up the the subject of taxes. There's an awful lot of tax when it comes to marijuana.
It certainly is. When you're in an adult use state, that tax is pretty high, okay? Medicinally, you get a lower tax. But the Delta 8 and the Delta 9 products, because of the way that they're marketed and sold, don't go into the dispensary numbers for the, they're not taxed. And so more people are buying those, which again takes away from the revenue of the people that are in the dispensary worlds that are having to be subject to these taxes.
Now, J-Man, here's the rub when it comes to the marijuana. Yes, the 23 states have said, hey, smoke them if you got them. The problem is there are some careers that those choose that they are very stringent when it comes to drug tests. So you might be living in a state where it's more than welcome to light up and smoke a joint if you want to, smoke a bowl if you want to. But your workplace, they may not be on the same page as the state.
Perfect example of that, Ron, is what you just said. You legally, you can go somewhere, you can partake, you come back home, it's not legal, you work somewhere, they drug test you, now you've got THC in your system. Companies like Amazon have eliminated using cannabis as a cannabis use as a decision for employment, as a bunch of other large companies. So we're seeing a change in that. It's really convoluted state by state about the rules and the laws. And until we get the federal legislation changed to where this is not a Schedule I substance, I think we'll continue to see a lot of confusion in the testing space.
Now, it's no secret. You're an outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry. You host Weed and Whiskey TV. J-Man, is there any hope that all 50 states legalize marijuana?
Oh, absolutely. I think within 5 years or less, we'll see that happen, Ron. But when you brought up the testing, I think it's important for people to realize there are jobs and occupations that there should be testing and regulation, truck drivers, airplane pilots. But we certainly don't want Willie Nelson, when he's trying to write a new tune, to be subject to a drug test, do we?
Nah, he writes better when he's stoned. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, in the music industry, if guys and gals are stoned, they tend to do better work.
Well, you know, there's a creative thing that a lot of people say that happened with the cannabis. I've been, for 49 years, almost a half a century, I've been using cannabis on a daily basis. My wife and I own a company that put artwork in hospitals all over the country, and I'm very blessed and thankful for that. And, you know, for such a long time, I was in the closet about my cannabis use. But, boy, as things started to change, you can see I became a very passionate, outspoken person about proper use, with making sure that you're dialed in on what's good for you, can have so many benefits from this great plant. And it's not just all about smoking pot anymore. There's tinctures, there's topicals. My 85-year-old mother rubs a topical on her foot, okay, doesn't get her high, but her foot doesn't hurt, okay? So shouldn't we make that more available for everyone?
J-Man, let me talk about the topical before we let you go. You have plenty of those creams and whatnot that seem to do a great job, but they take the THC out of it, don't they?
Well, in some instances, CBD, many millions and millions of people use CBD. In fact, Major League Baseball is now accepting advertising. You know, the sports, our pro sports, they relaxed their testing of cannabis a little while back. But the thing about that is the THC products activate differently in somebody's endocannabinoid system. We all have a thing called an endocannabinoid system. And so you're not going to get high from this, but the CBD may do better for your ailment than the THC. That's why it's important to get with somebody. You know, physicians are now finding out how do they best guide their patients. They can't prescribe. A few can prescribe medical marijuana, obviously, in states that that's legal. But giving patients guidance on, hey, you know, you should try this for this ailment instead of going to our traditional big pharma products, I think is a smart thing.
J-Man, thank you so much for coming on board. Really do appreciate it.
Anytime, Ron. Y'all have a great day.
All right. J-Man Joyner, Jerry J-Man Joyner, an outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry. He is the host of Weed and Whiskey TV. And again, 23 states have legalized marijuana, including 3 U.S. territories and Washington, D.C. We'll take a time out, take some phone calls, 800-624-1170. What are you when it comes to marijuana? Thumbs up, thumbs down? Love to hear from you. Back in a bit.